The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So then I offer you my warm greetings and happy to be here to share the Dharma with you. And meditation has been central to my life, my adult life. And it's been certainly a wonderful adventure and all kinds of wonderful aspects to it. And in some ways, perhaps, it's like a marriage or a committed relationship where, you know, it has its ups and downs, and there are maybe some challenges and joys. And so certainly there's been challenges and joys with meditation practice, and most of which, the challenges, I contributed. And the Dharma seems to have been actually a pretty good, steady, available partner in all this, and a mirror for me to see myself. So it's I'm happy to share something that's been so important for me. So one of the really, really important areas of human life that meditators, Buddhist practitioners would do well to become experts at, or really familiar with at least personally in themselves, is the whole world, the universe of desire, desiring. And for now, for this meditation, I'd like to say that there are two general kinds of desire. There is desire which floats up in the mind, in the heart, just appears, and there's no charge to it. The mind is not working, the mind is not leaning in or grasping or tightening, or there's no pressure associated with it. It's just like, you know, it's like a little dandelion flower, which seemed a little flowerlet, just kind of floating through the air with no weight and no pressure and no obstacle to anything. And so, for example, I could easily have, you know, for me, desires are a dime a dozen or a dime a million. Lots of desires come through. And I can have the desire that some point today, I'd like to look out the window. It's just a thought that, it's almost like a thought that comes up, and since it has to do with something I want to do, it's a desire, but it has just the desire to look out the window. It has no charge. Or I can have the desire to have a very good lunch, and that has a little bit more charge, and I'm wondering what's in the refrigerator, what can I do, what can I assemble, and there's a little bit more kind of caught. Or I can have a desire to make a really good impression on a friend of mine I'm going to see today. And now I feel like there's a little bit more charge and a little bit more concern and a little bit more fear connected to it, perhaps. And it's a bigger deal for the mind. So it's possible to see these two categories. It's possible to have the desires which just float by or there and there's no charge whatsoever, and desires that have a charge, desires that have some tension connected to them, some pressure, some leaning into, there's negative desires, not wanting, we pull away from. And regardless of whether a desire is healthy or not healthy, useful or not useful, there can be a charge connected to it or no charge. And as we go deeper and deeper in meditation, the idea is to begin to let go of any charge, any leaning towards desire, or any pressure, any holding to desire, any believing in desire, or justification of desire, or giving authority to desire. Not that desire has to be wrong, but to have a mind that has none of this charge, just for a few minutes, a mind that is relaxed and at ease. It can still have desires if we've learned how not to be attached or cling to any desire at all. So that's the background for today's meditation. So taking a meditation posture that allows you to physically feel enough at ease that your body doesn't feel a strong desire to do something different. That you place your arms and hands in a way where they'll be at ease and they won't be complicit in the desire that mind's desires to itch or scratch or reach out. The arms and hands are at ease, perhaps in your lap or on your legs in some way, by your side. And that your legs also have enough ease to them, enough settle that it allows you to settle into where you are. And if the legs are anything that's restless and does want to move, perhaps what you can provide is a broad acceptance. Broad, it's okay. And let it be. Just let it be what it is without giving into it. And there can be a legacy of energy or muscles in the body that come from desires, wanting something. They could be desires arising out of fear, desires arising out of wanting comfort or avoiding discomfort. Desires that come from desires. And you might feel sometimes a tightening in the body or an upwelling or a leaning forward or a constriction that might be the leftovers of the desires we've been carrying. And so to begin a meditation by taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, a long exhale, see what of these holdings and energies you might be able to soften. You might be able to release. A physical body that's contented is usually at ease with gravity. It's settled, stable. Rather than lifting off out of gravity, there can be, while we're upright, a kind of settling in to the pull of gravity in such a way that you feel your weight of your body as a stable foundation against your chair, your cushion, your torso against your waist or your sitting bones. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And a fair amount of the energies of the mind, of the brain, if that's where the mind is, have their source in desires. A fair number of our thoughts have the energy of desire as part of them. And the mind, too, can have a sense of leaning forward, movement, reaching, holding, pulling back, tightening, pressure that is born from desire. That's part of the having desires. And now to dismiss what we want, but for this meditation, to be willing to soften and relax, release any pressure, any attachment to desire, any need associated with desire, just for these minutes. Imagining that desires are like thought bubbles, that if left alone, will float away, float gently up into the air. They're not tethered to anything, just a simple desire, a wish, a thought, in the vast space of the mind. And then to gently, softly allow the attention to arise in the breathing. It's almost as if awareness exists within the body's sensations of breathing. And certainly the sensations, the sensing of sensations connected to breathing occur within the body. And if you can be aware of breathing, letting go of the tension or leaning or pressure of desiring to do so, there is a kind of soft, relaxed desire to just be with the breathing. That doesn't have to have any sense of command or duty or pressure. That maybe is experienced as breathing coming to you. Maybe experienced as being open and receptive to the body breathing, arising in awareness. And as we sit this morning, the one desire that can be a little bit more pronounced is the desire to let go of any leaning into desires, other desires, any tightening or pressure. And it can be very simple, can be the phrase, not now. Not now, any pressure to want anything. And any thought that has desire in it, not now. And then allow the breathing to quiet the mind, to nurture the mind. A deep contentment. A contentment instead of a desiring. And as we come to the end of the sitting, to point out that compassion is a desire for someone not to suffer, desire to maybe do something to help them not suffer. And as a desire, compassion can come with a charge or without a charge. It can come with attachment, clinging, a sense of need and pressure and tension. And it can arise without any charge, without any attachment, pressure, tension. Compassion can arise as a burden. Compassion can arise with no weight at all. It's possible to have compassion arise out of a deep sense of contentment and ease and relaxed breathing. Can well up from within, from our freedom, with no charge. And it's not less important when there's no charge. It might actually be more important when the ways we act in the world and act in our compassion comes from that kind of freedom. And may it be that the more we discover how to live without any charge or attachment in relationship to our desires, that it allows for a free flow of healthy desires, something that I like to refer to as aspiration. Aspiration connected to the word breathing, like respiration is. Relaxed, easeful breathing that's associated with easeful care for others. And may it be that on this day that you dedicate yourself to spend a little bit of time at least to experiment with how to care for others, care for the world, without any charge. That you act on compassion, you act on care, you act on your goodwill as an aspiration that comes with ease, that are acted on with ease. May it be that our ways we discover freedom in meditation is expressed in our care and love and generosity to the whole world. May all beings be at ease. May all beings breathe easily, freely. May all beings be healthy and safe. May all beings find delight and joy with each other and the world. And may we contribute to that possibility.